Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the
air. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Captain Dorn, officer killed in action while defending a store from BLM Antifa looters, was buried yesterday, June 11, 2020, virtually ignored by MSM and liberals everywhere. What does it mean when a community that touts Black Lives Matter values one black life above another? The left has finally joined the abolitionist movement. Took them a while. Wait for it. The Floyd family finally folded. Got a whiff of some Soros money, maybe? I don't know. Calling on the UN to intervene in this matter. Anyway, here you go. Finally, the Hollywood elites admit they have been racist all along. But it's okay because now they feel bad about it. New York moves toward defunding and even thinking about disbanding the police. Seattle mayor as well and governor. They're all okay with BLM Antifa taking over 7 city blocks of Seattle, creating borders with armed terrorists. You know, suddenly securing borders is okay with the left. Portland, Oregon is soon to follow suit. LA's next, I guess. So think about this. Apparently, the only places in America troubled by systemic racism are cities controlled by Democrats. It's the only place it happens. Now, let's take a quick look under the cover of terrorists pretending to be protesters, taking over sections of our cities. Smoke, my friends, literal and figurative. Hiding beneath all the chaos, truth and justice continues to pursue Obama and company. Barr makes an announcement signaling the Justice Department is moving forward with investigations into corruption in the FBI spying on private citizens and political candidates. The 28 million missing mail-in ballots? What about that? Operation Steal the Election going on behind that curtain over there. Getting it all set up, you know, with Biden announcing his allegation Trump will refuse to leave the White House after we've stolen the election. I added the last part. You know, calling on the military to be prepared to oust him. Trump announces a return to his campaign rallies. And within hours, WHO, that's WHO, and Fauci run out to publicly announce doom and disaster if he does. Fauci's a phony. Twitter pulls Trump ad over copyright infringement claim. So the Twitter wars continue. Parlor's looking more appealing every day. A bit frustrating at times, I think. Too many layers of protection, I believe. But we'll see. Okay, what else is in the show folder for today? Wow, the left want to disarm Americans and then remove their police protection. How's that? While they surround themselves with their private armed bodyguards, and the politicians demand police protection around their homes and their families, friend, what you see going on right now is merely the gathering of the storm clouds. The storm that will hit is going to be big and hard, and it's coming probably September, October, unless something is done now to stop this. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the
Captain
mind.
Dorn, God rest his soul, retired police officer, murdered while defending a pawn shop from BLM Antifa looters. He was buried yesterday, 6/11/20, a funeral that was virtually ignored by MSM and liberals everywhere. While by contrast, the funeral of another black man that was murdered by a white police officer received 24/7 coverage. I mean, national and even worldwide notice. There is so much wrong with this. Hard to know where to begin. It's a contrast worth noting. The Black Lives Matter movement, according to their self-described Marxist organizers, is a corruption. That's funny. I meant to say corporation and not a nonprofit organization, huh? And this organization, with the help of the MSM and the left generally, has had their slogan reverberating in the echo chamber of American news and social media by liberals until it has literally saturated the consciousness of all Americans and probably everybody around the world. And man, do they rake in the big bucks. I wonder how much Soros has given them. But anyway, but is BLM really about promoting the value of black lives? It turns out, no. It's about raising money for their Democrat oppressors. $180+ million wasted on Bernie, and another $119 million to Biden, and multiple millions of dollars to exclusively liberal political candidates. So once again, to understand what's going on, you have to follow the money. So the BLM co-opted the murder of Black George Floyd under the knee of white former police officer Chauvin. You know, you have to point out that Floyd was Black and Chauvin was white because, well, you see, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, the Hodge twins, Black, by the way, because all conversations about anyone these days has to include notice of their skin color, right? Sorry, Martin Luther, we're still fixated on the color of one's skin and not the content of character, but these guys are conservatives who display a consistent grasp of something called common sense. They ask, why is it racist simply because the victim was Black and the perpetrator was white? That is not enough to conclude racism. An acquaintance of both these men reported that they had bumped heads before. They both worked at a nightclub or something of that sort, and they had some run-ins, I understand. But this guy, by the way, pulled back his story after he was approached by someone threatening him or intimidating him, or maybe somebody was waved a little Soros money under his nose. But our brothers, the Hodge twins, point out that Bruce brutality happens against whites, too. But when it does, you never hear about it. They present three samples. I'm going to take a look at only one of them. A guy named Tony Tempa in Dallas called 911 for help. He said he was schizoid, that he was off his meds, and that he was high on cocaine and needed help. He had no prior record of violence or prison or anything like that. He was acting erratically, so a social security guard had cuffed him, so the guy called for help. He was cuffed, the police arrived. Remember, he explained that he was schizoid, off his meds, and high on cocaine, and that the police knew this before they arrived on the scene. Well, one of the officers decided it was needful to wrestle this man to the ground, to press his knee onto his neck with his face pressed into the grass, and the other officers laughing about it. You can hear them joking and yucking it up in the background while the officer pressed this man's face into the grass with his knee on his neck. The officer held him there for 14 minutes. The man was begging for his life. The man stopped. One of the officers can be heard mockingly say, "Did he fall asleep? Har har." Finally, the paramedics arrive. And after they examine the man, they find that he was dead. The officer killed this guy. The attending officers laughed while they did it. And you never heard about it. Why? Well, because in this case, the victim was white. And yet the circumstances were almost identical with the George Floyd case. But there is one difference. This guy was white. His name was Tony and not Trayvon. Look, the fact is, whites are more often killed by white and Black officers than the other way around. But you never hear about whites burning up their own communities in anger over something like this. You never hear about whites burning up Black or white-owned businesses, torching cars randomly, or killing white or Black officers in some mob riot. Why do Black communities put up with this nonsense? When will it stop? How have these people succeeded to get Black people, many of them, to blame white people when Black people torch their Black businesses? How exactly does that work? Let's get some perspective here. We already know that our jails are populated by a higher percentage of Blacks, and that's too bad. But it doesn't necessarily prove racism's at work here. At the end of 2017, there were 475,900 Blacks and 436,500 whites in prison. And that's a difference of 39,400 more Blacks than whites. However, understand that Blacks account for only 13% of the population, and non-Hispanic whites, they comprise 60.4% of the population per the 2010 census. Now, people are generally put in prison for the content of their character and not for the color of their skin. I'm going somewhere here, so hold on. The fact that we have this disparity in the number of Blacks to whites comes mostly from what's going on in many of our large metropolitan areas like Chicago, New York, or LA. The sad fact is, the Black family has been broken down by Democrat policies. The Black community's own chosen masses, not all of them, I understand, but those that are in the conversation here, their own chosen masses have betrayed them, created a government-subsidized plantation where they are kept and treated like cattle to be harvested once every 4 years for their votes. It's disgusting. But that's what the white, ideologically descendants of white former slave owners have done to so many of our Black brothers and sisters. So the point is, relatively speaking, you have a huge percentage of Blacks committing crimes being taught from the cradle. that the white man is their enemy, and that anything you can take, you deserve. But the irony is, the almost twilight zone, outer limits, weirdness of it all, is that they attack their own. They feed on their own flesh. Why? It makes you think it's an excuse to act like the devil. And all they really want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. And so they pick the most vulnerable around them to do it, just like their father, the devil, and then hide behind a lie to justify it. So here you go. Listen to these facts from the Washington Post, no less. And I mean, this is a dedicated liberal propaganda organ, but even those organs hit a true note occasionally. This WAPO article reported that in 2019, there were 10 million arrests in America, that 1,004 of these resulted in a death, and that 41 of these were deaths of unarmed suspects. 19 of these unarmed suspects that were killed by police were white. How many were black? 9. It's important here to remember that most of these suspects were black, which drives down the disparity even more. More unarmed white people than black people are killed by the police. 89 police officers, black and white, were killed in the line of duty in 2019. During the recent riots, 92 officers were shot and 27 killed in one weekend in one city. It's the same city that sent cops to raid a church but refused to allow cops to arrest rioters. But the BLM crowd cries injustice when a rogue, wicked-hearted, white officer kills a black man and says nothing when a black mob kills a black officer protecting a black brother's business from looters. What does it mean when a community can tout Black Lives Matter and then so obviously value one black life above another? Perhaps their slogan should be, "Some Black Lives Matter, and we'll decide which ones," since media and the BLM and Antifa are all playing favorites with regard to which black life matters. Well, let's take a look at how they make their choices. Black babies in the womb? Well, no, they don't matter. A dear pastor friend of mine recently asked if children in the womb could say, "Mama, I can't breathe." Would that make a difference? Thank you, Pastor Harold. Brave black police officers whose entire life have been invested in making the lives of others around them safer and better? No, they don't matter. Not interested in that. How about a black man who has a long prison record, incarcerated 9 times, including armed robbery? How about armed robbery in which he pressed the muzzle of a pistol into the belly of a pregnant black woman while his cohorts robbed her house? Yeah, that's George Floyd, who we're told cleaned up his life, right, there in the last 5 years or so? Who had begun a run of reform behavior? Okay, so who was high on meth and fentanyl and apparently passed a counterfeit 20 when that wicked white police officer pressed his knee onto his neck, pinning him to the pavement till he died? Not saying he deserved to die for that, just saying. Who should be your black heroes? So, MSM, if you're choosing which black lives matter, what about Officer Dorn? Why doesn't his life matter? Or what about the other 3 black officers that were brutally murdered by your BLM and Antifa mobs? And what about the black store owners whose lives you've destroyed? You're a bunch of liars. You're just like your father, the devil. Liars. You don't believe Black Lives Matter. You're an organization dedicated to the destruction of American society, using this myth of systemic racism as a cover for your covert anti-American activities. That's why you and Antifa get along so well. Common goals. George Soros and China conspiring to burn America to the ground, and they're buying you to do it. Okay. I need to conclude the first segment. At first, the Floyd family called for peace. They expressed concern about their son's death being used politically to justify violence. And they said conciliatory things like, you know, George would not be honored by such acts and so forth. But I guess there's been a change of heart. I understand the Floyd family has formally petitioned the UN to intervene and send recommendations for systemic police reform in the United States. Huh? They're asking for the UN to encourage the United States to press criminal charges against Chauvin? Well, that was already proceeding. And how second-degree murder for you? I understand George Floyd's niece has said, or one of them has said, quote, "Someone said, make America great again. But when has America ever been great," end quote. I know that young lady is hurting. Someone please help that child. Don't let her seethe in misdirected hatred. Oh. Hate Chauvin, I guess. But hate all white people in America? Really? Let me answer your question, young lady. When has America ever been great? How about when more than 600,000 whites died fighting a civil war to end slavery? How about when over 130,000 died on foreign fields to stop Hitler? How about you admit not only is it true that not all whites are racist, the fact is only a very few whites are racist. In the same way that not all blacks are criminals because so many of them are arrested. How about when our founders crafted the language in the Declaration that, as they expected, by the way, would be the ground upon which would rise a movement to emancipate all slaves because all men are created equal? Why don't you hear us? The vast majority of whites in this country, why don't you hear us say, we hate what Chauvin did and never approved of it, and he will be punished? What is it about we agree with you that you don't seem to hear? No one defends Chauvin. No one. So why are you burning down your own cities and hurting black Americans? And then trying to pin that on the white people and now beginning to use this as an excuse to militantly and violently, and that's what the wicked do, you know, they take the kingdom by force, take over Seattle, Portland, New York, Chicago, LA. Well, here's the truth, my friend. You ready for it? These are not protesters. These are terrorists. This is not about George Floyd or police brutality. It's about defeating Trump in November. It's about diverting the attention of Americans from police brutality against the political opponents of Democrats. Yeah, it's about covering up the abuse of power at the highest levels of law enforcement in this country, going all the way up to Obama when he was president of the United States, using the FBI to spy on a political candidate, terrorizing private citizens with SWAT assaults on private homes in the night to punish those who support Trump. That's what you get for supporting Trump, they said. It's about anger for our interference in their plans to destroy America as founded, to transform it into a Venezuela or a Cuba. It's a panic reaction to Trump's victory and his pushback against the globalist agenda. It's an angry outbreak of Bernie supporters who threatened that unless he was nominated, they would burn it down. They would resort to force if they could not get their way politically. This Floyd thing is a cover, a smokescreen to launch an attack on America. And someone must do something now before it goes to more bloodshed. It becomes an all-out civil war. Listen to me. I'm hearing from people that are talking. They're getting armed up and ready to go. We need our government to step in and take care of this. That's what they're supposed to do. All right, hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. Jesus sent his spirit into the world. And the Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Satan is the spirit of Antichrist. America is divided between those who follow the spirit of liberty and those who follow the spirit of tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ or the spirit of Antichrist? Election 2020 will decide whether America continues as one nation under God or falls fully into the power of the spirit of tyranny. Go to godswar2020.com. It's a gourmet meal for the mind. Thought-provoking, insight-stimulating, worthy of your support. Go to thebrainmassageshow.com and donate today or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Trump announces a return to his campaign rallies, and WHO, who? And Fauci run out to publicly announce doom and disaster if he does. Fauci's a phony. This whole mask thing's nonsense. But no, I don't have time to go into that right now. The Hollywood elites admit they've been racist all along. But now they feel bad about it, you say. Did you see that video prepared by that gaggle of fakes with their best actor faces pretending to be all serious and taking responsibility and apologizing for all the, you know, times they told racist jokes or excused police brutality or let racist jokes pass in their presence? You know, truly, I had no idea those people were so racist. I didn't know that they excused police brutality. What? Really? It was an eye-opener for me, my friend. I mean, I knew most of them had the morals of an alley cat. Not all of them, I know, but most of them, it seemed, and virtually no regard for any kind of semblance of our traditional American mores, rooted as they are in a Christian worldview, right? Everyone knew that. I mean, as a category, as a group. But to think that they were a pack of hateful racists joking about racism, telling racist jokes, listening to racist jokes, and dismissing it, flippantly dismissing police brutality? You gotta be kidding me. I didn't see that coming. Those people are worse than I thought they were. So perhaps one good thing did come out of all this. After all, the Hollywood actors have now confessed that they are a pack of hate-mongering racists. So I'm glad they take responsibility for their behavior. Perhaps they will pay the reparations demanded by BLM Antifa in Seattle. Perhaps the leaders of the terrorists holding seven blocks in Seattle can get in touch with these confessed racists and help them salve their conscience by giving all their wealth to them. Maybe these actors should invite BLM Antifa to come torch their mansions and Rolls Royces and so on. I don't know what they drive. Whatever a fancy $100,000 plus car they drive or more. Maybe they should put a little more to their confession and repentance than mere lip service, right? Anyway, I'm glad they've repented, but I can't relate to them, not at all. I never was racist. My parents were never racist. I never heard a racist slur come from their mouths, or my grandparents for that matter, or my great-grandmother, by the way. I never joked about racism. I never excused police brutality, never, not once, nor have I tolerated in my presence. What's that? Oh, really? Well, I was just told that these actors were being fake and pretending only to make us feel guilty about our racism. I should have known. They're a bunch of phonies. So that didn't surprise me. But what's that? No, I don't take responsibility for something I never did. What? I read a meme. I guess that's what you call it. It said, why should people who never owned slaves pay reparations to people who were never slaves? I mean, who benefits by keeping this race thing stirred up? Think about that. Apparently, the only places in America that are troubled by systemic racism are the cities that are controlled by Democrats. Yeah, blue states are burning. Because you want to know what happens when these troglodytes try this nonsense in red states? Well, let's just take a look at Idaho. I have a dear friend who lives in Idaho, and we had a long talk recently about what's going down there. And then I read the news reports of what happened in Coeur d'Alene, and you will be... Well, no, you won't be surprised to discover that the MSM are totally mischaracterizing what happened in Red State, Idaho. Rumors circulated that Antifa was coming to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. About 1,000 armed citizens responded and gathered in the streets there in Coeur d'Alene to protect their brothers and their sisters from BLM Antifa attack. And my friend was among them. Not one police in sight. A small pack of Antifa mobsters prowled about, skulked about, but they could see the 1,000 armed citizens standing guard over their streets. And those stinking little cowards decided they would go for soft targets, like Seattle, you know, with their weak mayor and a milquetoast governor. Kneelers, you know the type. They kneel to tyrants, like Pelosi. All of them kneeling to tyranny. Sycophants that bow to anarchists. But to read MSM, the Idaho incident, well, that was all fake. Ha, 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 on them. And no Antifa showed up. That's a lie. It was a false alarm. That's a lie. Intimating that the conservative Christians who armed themselves to the teeth and stood guard over their streets, ha, 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 mock, mock, they were just dupes. Yeah, they try to just play it off like that. That's not what happened, friend. I have an in-person report from someone who was there on the street. The reason Antifa dispersed is because they found resistance and not assistance. Unlike Seattle, where they get assistance rather than resistance. I know I went long in the first segment. I'm going to have to abbreviate my comments. Too bad, so much to talk about today. How about this? The left has finally joined the abolitionist movement. Are you hearing all the calls to abolish this and to abolish that? Dinesh pointed out the calls from the left to abolish police, abolish small businesses, abolish churches. And in short, he observed, abolish anything and anyone that supports Trump. And I got to thinking about that, and you know what? He's dead on again. The left just wants everything and anyone that supports Trump to be abolished. And by the way, please don't think for one moment that if they do get into the White House, that they won't go all out for revenge on us for refusing Hillary and putting them to all this trouble. Yeah, that's what they're doing right now, by the way, punishing Trump supporters. You are crazy if you let these people win. But I thought it was interesting, the party, the Democrats, as I call them today, that resisted the abolition movement against slavery. Yeah, that party that resisted civil rights. That one. We had to fight them all the way to get it. Yeah, the Democrats, they hated abolition. Hey, well, they've come along. Now they're the party calling for abolition of police, abolition of small business, abolition of churches. With their mail-in voter fraud scheme, they want to abolish democracy and the whole ballot box thing. They want to abolish the Second Amendment. They want to take away our right to bear arms. But the Antifa prowling about within their little newly found borders in Seattle are all walking around with ARs, my friend. With the nodding approval of all the Democrats. So they want to take away our right to keep and bear arms, and then they want to abolish the police force that are supposed to be there to protect us so we don't need arms, right? Oh, God. And do you want to know why they are so committed to their abolitionist movement now? It's because they want to abolish freedom, friend. They want to abolish liberty. They want to abolish America. They want America destroyed. If we refuse to give it to them, well, they're going to burn it down. Stand up to this devil. But remember, you must submit yourselves to God before you can attempt to resist the devil with any real effect. This nation needs to repent of its egregious effronteries against Almighty God. The shedding of innocent blood, the promotion of the unnatural and deadly lifestyle of sodomy, and the sin of giving the sword of government into the hands of ungodly and wicked men and women who've turned it against the righteous and in defense of the wicked. We are experiencing the result of committing the sin that was rebuked by the prophet Hosea. They have set up kings, or say rulers, but not by me, God complained, Hosea 8:4. But if you put the divinely appointed sword of government into the hands of wicked men and women, well, what do you expect them to do? They'll turn that sword against the righteous in defense of the wicked. Another testament to the good idea that we re-elect Donald Trump. Through all this mess, Attorney General Barr makes an announcement signaling the Justice Department is rolling forward with investigations into corruption in the FBI spying on private citizens and political candidates. Senator Ted Cruz crushes the phony Democrats for their unwillingness to admit the truth about the crimes of the Obama administration. And it has been revealed that recently 28 million mail-in ballots came up missing in the last election, I understand, prompting serious concerns about the Democrats' push for an all mail-in ballot in November. Don't let them do it. Operation Steal the Election is in full swing among the Democrats. I'm telling you what you already know. In your gut, you know. Those people, and I mean the Democrats today, the modern Democratic Party, they will do literally anything to stop Christians from regaining influence and place in this government. They're setting it all up with Biden announcing his fears Trump's going to refuse to leave the White House and calling on military to be prepared to oust him. There is no world in which it makes any sense any Democrat could even imagine that they're going to be reelected from the things that they've been doing. They only have one hope, and that's to steal it. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to steal the election, demand Trump leave the House, and anticipate he will resist based on the allegations of fraud that are going to turn out, no doubt, to be true, as so many of his statements at the end of the day come out to be true. And they want to prepare the American people to support their coup. They've been trying to conduct a political coup. It has failed. They're demonstrating their willingness to turn this into a militant coup if we don't concede power to them with these riots. They are attempting to intimidate Christians into cowering and retreating and letting them have America. Don't bow to tyranny. Bow to Christ. Kneel before the Lord God in heaven and cry out to him for forgiveness and in sincere repentance. Submit yourself to God. Then rise up, Christian soldier, and roar with the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Roar for freedom. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave me a message. Or go to godswar2020.com and there you'll have access to all of our various ministries and outreaches. godswar2020.com. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Election 2020. Choose wisely.